trade restrictions. EU raises legal concerns over German husbandry labeling reform. Von Fleischwirtschaft.de und Age. Vom, the 27th of August 2026. Brussels, Berlin. Plans to extend Germany's animal husbandry labeling scheme to imported pork have come under legal scrutiny from the European Commission. Brussels sees potential breaches of free movement rules and the EU organic regulation. The European Commission has raised significant legal concerns about the planned reform of Germany's Animal Husbandry Labeling Act, THKG. The Commission criticized key provisions affecting food products from other EU member states as potentially conflicting with free movement rules and the EU regulation on organic products. The main issue is the planned inclusion of pork from other EU member states in Germany's labeling scheme. Under the draft legislation, foreign producers would have to assign their husbandry methods to one of five German categories: indoor housing plus space, open air housing, outdoor access, pasture, and organic. The Commission considers that the draft does not sufficiently recognize existing national labeling systems in other member states. This could particularly affect producers that already use their own livestock welfare labeling schemes. Concerns over classification of imported products. The Commission cites Denmark as an example. Its system takes account of criteria including intact pigtails and finding alternatives to surgical castration. According to the Commission, such criteria cannot readily be transferred to the German category system. As a result, imported products could be assigned to a German husbandry category that does not adequately reflect their actual animal welfare standards. In the Commission's view, this could affect the marketing conditions for products from other EU member states. Further criticism was raised on the proposed downgrading mechanism. If a producer cannot demonstrate compliance with a higher husbandry category to German authorities, the meat product would only be eligible for the lowest category. This could affect foreign products particularly often because of their often more complex supply chains. The result could be a label that does not accurately reflect the actual husbandry conditions. Additional requirements for organic producers. In the statement, the EC further criticized the proposed rules for organic products. Under the draft, businesses in other EU member states already certified under the EU organic regulation would have to meet additional German notification, registration, and traceability requirements if they wanted to market their products in Germany under the organic husbandry category. These additional administrative requirements would make the regulation incompatible with the EU legal framework for organic production and the labeling of organic products. Overall, the European Commission considers the proposed design of the THKG to constitute a potential barrier to trade and therefore a possible breach of Articles 34 to 36 of the Treaty on the Functioning of the European Union, TFEU. An interference with the free movement of goods can, in principle, be justified by a legitimate public interest. The Commission cites the animal welfare-oriented consumer protection objective put forward by the German government. However, the Commission says Berlin has not shown that the proposed measures are necessary and proportionate to achieve this objective. Germany should also have explored less restrictive alternatives. For example, it could have included a mutual recognition clause for existing animal welfare labeling schemes from other member states. It could also have used existing registrations and certification systems more extensively. The EC's statement does not end the legislative process. The German government must now review the draft legislation and inform Brussels how it intends to respond to the objections raised. This also puts additional pressure on the planned launch of the labeling scheme in January 2027. Possible political options include returning to the original 2023 version of the THKG, abolishing the legislation altogether or revising the current proposal to bring it into line with EU law.